This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow is the 11th of September, and of the millions of stories of that day and of the past 20 years, we've been trying to find our way to the economic through line since that Tuesday morning. We thought about doing this straight ahead, the cost of the attacks on New York and Washington and Shanksville, the economic damage done in those moments, the costs of the wars we've fought since 2001. And we thought about all the infrastructure we built in the past two decades, the TSA and the hardened buildings and new inspections and regulations, financial and otherwise. And then I went back to listen to our stories from this week in 2011, and I found this.
Our generation asked, what were you doing when the Twin Towers fell? And the same way that a generation ago, we asked, what were you doing when Kennedy was shot? So to me, I think that impact is so much greater than any economic impact, you know, how it affects our soul.
That's economist Brock Blomberg on this program 10 years ago when he was at Claremont McKenna College.
And that's funny for an economist to use that word. But I think, to me, that's what I think of when I think September 11.
And this is him today.
There are much deeper, you know, impactful economic things than terrorism. In terms of impacting the economy. And I think over time, people desensitize themselves to that. The uncertainty is still there.
Now looking 20 years later,
economist Nick Bloom is at Stanford.
You realize 9/11 in some ways was the first ripple for a series of incredible uncertainty shocks.
He created something called the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index,
which were, of course, followed by the global financial crisis, followed by the pandemic, and followed by Trump. I mean, those three events show up on most measures as even bigger bursts of uncertainty than 9/11.
And it's not just that this uncertainty has been piling on us for 20 years.
So if you feel that, you know, things are probably more uncertain than they have been for a long time, you're probably feeling about right. I mean, that seems to be the case for America.
It's the kind of uncertainty. Economists talk about uncertainty a couple of different ways.
One, you can think of almost as like risk. It's things that are uncertain, but you know the distribution. So imagine rolling a fair dice. Any one of the six numbers has a 1/6 chance. And, you know, it's like going into a casino. It's uncertain what number the roulette wheel is going to come up to, but, you know what all the possibilities were.
And that's kind of what it's been like covering this economy the past 20 years. I can make a pretty good guess most times about what this corporate move or that corporate move was going to be, what the Fed was going to do, how consumers were going to react. But underneath it was a different strain of not knowing.
9/11 felt very different in it's what economists have called nighting uncertainty. It's something just you never conceived of. Certainly, I personally, when you talk to pretty much anyone, would never think of terrorists hijacking planes and flying them into multiple buildings.
And there's even, kind of ironically, I guess, a nod to Rumsfeld here, too.
Nighting uncertainty where things are just, you know, unknown unknowns is much harder to deal with.
The story of September 11th in this economy isn't straight ahead. It's not just the absolute costs, the dollar amounts, or the extra time some things take. It's 20 years of the uncertainty that Nick Bloom and Brock Blomberg are talking about. 20 years and who knows how many more years of not knowing for businesses and for governments and for us.